Say the word poetry to kids and they might turn up their noses. Mention hip-hop or rap and they may be a little more interested. But the art forms are very similar, and this weekend, hundreds of teenagers will prove it as they show off their skills. Louder Than a Bomb is the world's largest poetry slam. The competition started in Chicago nearly 15 years ago. A poetry slam typically has contestants writing their own experiences and then delivering their poems before a live audience. Adrian Parr from the Taft Research Center organized the event.
As a director of a humanities research center, I'm very interested in the public humanities, the ways in which the humanities can shine and become more relevant for a wider constituency of people. So this kind of format, I think, is perfect for drawing in a younger population and sparking their interest in reading and writing and the poetry format.
Parr says the Poetry Slam is phase two of the 2013 Future Cities Livable Cities Symposium.
What we had done in that event was to bring in a variety of professionals, scholars, nonprofit agencies from around the country to talk about some of the problems that cities in contemporary America are facing and some of the challenges that we're having to kind of address moving forward.
Parr says the slam can help build connections among different populations in the city, and the stories they tell help researchers and nonprofits get a better picture of what life is like for teenagers in Cincinnati. The semifinal competition is this Saturday at UC. The finals are next month at the Freedom Center. I'm Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.